We all have our time machines, don't we? Those that take us back are memories, and those that carry us forward are dreams.
Hey guys, it's Allie. Welcome to The Mind Paradox, where we will talk about why thoughts are only 10% of the work and discuss the science behind the other 90%. Get ready to meet the higher version of you.
Hello, thank you for joining me today in The Mind Paradox podcast. I seriously have been thinking so much about this episode. If this is your first time joining us, thank you. And if you are basically coming back every Thursday, I appreciate your support and thank you again. This episode, I kind of want to expand your boundaries a little bit when it comes to time, thinking about time and going farther beyond of what you know what time is. When we're not asking for time, we're speaking of saving time. We're killing time, we're serving time, we're not having enough time, or we're having good times, or including too, we're even getting paid for time or buying our time. We're even paying more for overtime. And my personal favorite, and I'm sure it's also yours, free time. But have you ever asked yourself what truly time is? I know I've asked myself these questions all the time. What truly time is? Ironically, although the time is the most common noun, there is no conscience on how it should be defined. Is time a single moment or a full-blown dimension? I'm not just talking about the clock time that you're seeing of what time it is, if not what's beyond time. Just as you're here now, that's time. But what's the meaning of now? Well, I know what's the meaning of now for me. You know what's the meaning of now for you. Is it the same now? What is the meaning of now outside of your perception? Those are the questions that when you're really thinking beyond to achieve the things that you want and attract the things that you want, you start asking yourself. It's not just about the clock internal that you're running or the clock that you're looking in at your wrist or what time is it. It goes a little bit farther of beyond of how time really plays a huge aspect on attracting the things that we want. Here's the thing. Does time only flow in one direction? Perhaps you may have wondered that before, or maybe you have not considered that, and that's okay. This leads me into the following question to ask yourself. Is future an open path? Or is it just pre-organized by the past? How does your future and your past come together to create the now? If you ever wonder where time comes from, it's actually our sense of time and is located in the frontal lobe of our brain. This part is actually a function that marks the passage of our time, the duration of events. It's in charge of remembering dates, control everything that is happening from time to time as we see now. It's the control panel of the judgment that we see for time, of what we think that time is. The frontal lobe and the clock time that we have internally, these two are basically ultimately rule our lives. Is not only integrated to tell us when to rise up in the morning and when to go to bed, because as a fact, that our body is just an internal clock. And it rules the way that subjective thinking, the idea of how much time has passed, what time is passing by, and truly what time is we're only utilizing our frontal lobe aspect to think of what time is. But when you're really diving into using our whole mindset and using our brain, there's more that our time plays into consideration in all areas of our brain. Now, your brain is a time machine. In fact, it's the best time machine you'll ever know. Did you know that you own a time machine? I'm sure many times you've told yourself, I wish I could go back to this one time, or I wish I could recreate this time. Well, what if I told you that you could go back to a specific time? The event which will allow you to let go of the emotions and including fight the root cause. Yes, the root cause where the presenting problem would disappear. What would you do if I could tell you that you could utilize your mindset to go back to the time? Or even, think about this, go out into the future and create an event. Yeah, here's a little of a time twist, right? What if you can actually go into the future and perhaps create what could come to you? Your brain and your mind will allow you to mentally travel back and forth in time. It remembers the past in order to predict the future. And In order to predict the future, the brain stores a vast amount of information about the past, including adding labels to the events with dates, creating a memory. So as you go back to the time, you're labeling your mind, you're labeling everything that is happening, every event, every experience, you're putting dates, you're putting hours, you're putting everything to attach that to the memory. Therefore, it allows us to review a mental episode of our lives as if they are organized in a timeline. That's right. What if I tell you, because you can, have a timeline with you to go back and forth? That's why we have patterns of memory. The function of a memory is to allow us to predict what will happen, when will it happen, and including how we will respond when it happens. Even though you perceive yourself in the memory of yourself at a point of now, there are past and futures of the moment in which other beings of you, younger you, and older you are actually finding themselves within the memory. It's also like kind of a little of a mind twist. But is it? Or is it maybe perhaps that we have not considered what time can do for us? Or what you could do for time? Here's something that I thought it was very interesting. Time cannot be defined, and really what matters, it's not the way that we define time, but how we measure it. That's right. Here's the difference of something to consider far beyond measuring the speed of our neurons. Have you ever considered that? What if you speed up the neurons for faster results? What if the minute that you understand how your mind works and how your brain functions, you increase the speed of your thoughts? When you're firing new neurons and they're wiring together, you actually are in control of the speed so that you can create results a lot faster. Maybe something to consider of what really your mind is capable of doing here. Perhaps enhance the colors, the sounds, the internal images. What if you could alter the experience to measure different results? And not just your past results, but your future results. What if you wanted to go back and change a memory to get the learning so that you could break the pattern, get the learning, and get better results? You may have wondered that before. I know I have. And one of the things that really allowed me to see beyond of what my mind is capable of doing is just tapping a little bit back into and seeing my mind from a different perspective. You have heard me in the past saying that your mind cannot tell what's real and what's not. So why not go back and recreate what you want? Here's the thing. What is conscious of our experience are in essence an illusion. Have you seen that meme where it basically is like, I'm going to have a normal conversation and then there's an alien that says time is an illusion? Well, that's how I feel most of the time, because our unconscious mind can generate patterns of different times creating an illusion. In the external world, time is an illusion created by you. The only time that truly exists, it's now. Like I mentioned, you can go back and forth, but what truly is happening right now, it's the now. The biggest trick that time has ever played on us was to make us think that time is real and that we are under control. Yet, time is a strong and persistent illusion of what is happening. We think that time is consistent, and merely our interpretation of our consciousness is moving past of pre-existent events into a next one, and to the next one. Time is more of a sensation of passing events into the speed of which it goes the event into. It will determine a reality, and that's why the present moment is the biggest gift we'll ever have now. Think about it. As you move forward and as you go back, you're always going to be in the now. Now is the only moment. Be here now. Your time, now that you're creating the things that you want, is happening. Have fun in the now. Your mind is capable to build a timeline into the present moment. Would you like to know how to install your goals into your timeline so that your unconscious mind is ready to take the action and knows what things to bring into your reality? Maybe you have wondered, like, I wonder what my timeline would look like if I just set it of a goal, right? You're thinking about setting goals and attracting the things you want, but there's a little bit of aspect of how to play time into your advantage. the now of where you are and the things that you're heading, if you already know that your brain can predict the future, well, what if we just take that to an advantage and put this goal in the timeline so that we can make it easier and we know exactly where we're going to go? Rather than just sitting there and kind of thinking where we're heading, our minds just know because we're taking that direction. We're putting those words into where we want to go. Keep in mind that the universe has no shortage of anything, including time, and neither do you. The only limitation of shortage is those that you build in your mind. The only limitation that you think about is on the ones that are you're putting in yourself. Be certain that your time is now and you are the time. Nothing is there to come and nothing past, but the eternal now. It does always last. Your wish is granted now, and it's the time now for you to take action and start bringing the things that you want. Think about a little bit more deeper of what time can do for you. It's not just about growing older. It's not just about the passage of bringing more essence. But if anything, it's play time into your advantage. Not just letting the clock tick. Not just seeing, oh, it's just another morning or it's just another night. But what if you could alter those experiences and start changing the way that you see time for your goals? You want to achieve a goal? Well, where is it in your timeline? Is it far? Is it near? Where is it? Your mind needs to know the dedication of where you're heading. That's why also when you use the word I am, you're sending that command into the universe as a present being in the state of present. It is now. That's why it's so important to utilize the I am into your advantage, because at the end of the day, it's the now. It's the now that matters. You're not just here to tell yourself, well, I'm just growing older. Yes, your body, like I mentioned, is an internal clock that will give you in passage. But what if you could stay young in the mindset so that you're always feeling like you're creating new things, new experiences, new behaviors, new beliefs? Your mind is so unique and so capable of achieving so many things. Are you ready to take the action now? Ask yourself, where's the emotions? Either now, either there, either here. The emotions that you want to let go, the beliefs that you want to let go, where are they? Where in your timeline are they? If you guys want to know how to elicit your timeline and how to understand timeline a little bit better, DM me, send me a message, let's communicate. This is one of my favorite subjects because it's not just seeing time as in like what is happening now. We're seeing it, if there's anything in your past, a pattern that you want to let go, utilize your timeline to your advantage so that you can step into, flow down into that timeline, learn the lessons that you need to learn so that you can easily and effortlessly let go and create new patterns. I know you're ready and I know you're ready to take the next step into your business, your career, your life, your personal development, more than anything, your relationship with yourself. Let's figure that out together. So if you guys really want to know more about your timeline, you guys want to know more one of the tools that I use with my clients, my personal clients, to understand letting go of any sort of negative emotions, I use timeline therapy. And I'd be more than happy to share you guys more about this and kind of share how I'm certified and what are the things that I use with timeline. So let's stay connected to this.